In here today, it would be absolutely fantastic. I feel like you won't get the full experience if you're sitting out in the hall and there are plenty of seats. Oh no, Enid, don't run away. Hello. Oh, you do. So good morning, everybody, and welcome to our service this morning. This is an everyone all together service today, so we're all staying in, we're all joining in, and congratulations, or thank you, should I say, to those of you who have come as donkeys. Not very many of you, but thank you to those who have, and actually, I'm going to do it now. Would you stand up if you have made any effort at all, no matter how small, to be a donkey this morning? Stand up. Oh, well done.
Mark,
if you're
tired,
it's an excuse to buy yet another man's t-shirt.
Yeah, very good, yeah. No. No. So, does he win a prize? I think, actually, do you know what? Those of you who have made an effort.
Thank you.
There you go. You pass one back to your husband. There you go. Oh, anyone else? Well, the rest must be mine then. Basically, I just said it because I wanted an excuse to wear my slippers to church. Right, I'll put those there, and then if I get peckish. Well, let me introduce myself. For those of you who are visiting, my name's Ali. I am responsible for the service this morning. Please don't hold anything against me. We're going to start with our family news and notices before we crack on. So there are quite a few notices. Most of them are on the news sheets, which if you're not on Church Suite, hopefully you've been given one of these. If you haven't been given one and you want one, please grab one on your way out. A couple of things to highlight. Oh, were they going up round here? I hadn't actually noticed if the notices were on the screen. If they were, then you might have been reading them already. A couple of things to flag up. Obviously, we are at the beginning of Holy Week, and there's various things going on this week. Maundy Thursday communion here. What time is it? Half seven? Half seven, smashing. But I want to... oh, my word. Hang on a minute. Let's just stop a minute and look what's coming in the door. Won the prize. Good Friday, John Ingray is still in need of people to do marshalling. So please, 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 if you've ever had a desire to wear a high-vis jacket and tell people where to go and what to do, this is your chance. Why have you not signed up? I'm sure there's plenty of people in here who would love to do that. So please see John. Remember, we're not meeting in the usual place for the Good Friday walk. We're meeting up by Miller's Cafe on King's Reach Estate. And then 10:25 at Stratton School, if you can't get at 10 o'clock at Miller's. 10:40 here. And then continuing on into town, where Martin and the team will be leading our short time of worship down in the town. Do we need people to hand stuff out, Ellen? Do we need people to hand out hot cross buns? Zadale's not here, that's why I'm looking at you. No? Okay, we might need some people to hand out some eggs and hot cross buns. So basically, just come and be willing to help out. That would be fantastic. Gareth, this is payback time for the number of times I've said to Gareth, please, can I do a quick notice? Okay, that's enough.
Thanks. Very quick indeed. On a Good Friday after the service downtown, we're having soup and roll at church from 12:30. And then we're going to go for a walk from about 1:30 till 3, and then come back and have tea and cake and then play some games. So if you'd like to join us for soup and roll at 12:30, do come along. And as I said, we've got tea and cake from 3 o'clock onwards as well. If there's any volunteers to make some cakes, either speak to myself or speak to Venice. But that's the plan for Good Friday afternoon. Do come and join us. Many thanks.
Fabulous. Thank you. Just to say, there, as I said, the children, we're all staying in today, but if anybody does need to take little ones out, I think creche is probably set up for people to be able to go and sit in there if need be. But please don't feel like you have to at all.
Thank you. Just a reminder, is
this on? Two, one, that's better. Oh, whoa. Just a reminder, tonight we have our church members meeting. So if you're a church member, we would like to see you there this evening, please. We need to be quorate. We have got an important vote to make on whether or not we want Gareth to carry on as an elder, amongst other things. So please do make it a priority, if you're a church member, to be here for 6:30 tonight. Thank you very much.
Thank you. I was just about to say that, but thank you. So, I am not a rabbit. Just, you know, the number of people that said to me, oh, nice rabbit ears, is unbelievable. It's Palm Sunday. I am a donkey, okay? I am not a rabbit. I'm going to take these off now because, as you know, I always wear my glasses on my head and there's a real fear that I'm going to pull my glasses down over my eyes like that and not be able to see anybody. So I'm just going to take the ears off and, yes, put them over here. So we're going to officially start with a time of praise. But whilst we're praising, and I'll hand over to Io and the team, I want you to be thinking about something that you want to praise God for. Okay, something that you want to thank God for this morning. Because when we finish the songs, we are all together going to say, praise you, God, for, and then all at the tops of our voices, shout out something that we want to praise God for. Okay, now, if you've brought something to wave, then please wave. There are some very fancy streamers here. If anybody wants streamers to wave, you can come and get them while we're praising. If you want to dance, you can dance. There's plenty of room. Because when we praise God, we can praise God with the whole of our being, with all of our body. It's not just about what's coming out of our mouths. It's about using everything to praise God. So just be careful if you're waving these. Don't hit the person in front of you unless it's Bob, and then you can. Do you want one? Oh, of course I will, he says. Go on, Sheila. Any of the children want one before the grown-ups nab them?
Okay.
God for this morning. Have you all got something in your mind? Yeah? Excellent. So I'm going to count to three, and then at the tops of our voices, we're going to say, praise you, Lord, for whatever. Okay? Doesn't matter if it's one word or two words. If it's lots of words, then you might be asked to be quiet. But the great thing is, it doesn't matter that we're all going to say it at the same time, because God is going to hear every single one. So none of this being polite and waiting for the person next to you to do it. All together. One, two, three. Praise you, Lord, for... Who likes a story? Who likes having somebody read them a story or tell them a story? Any of the children in particular, if you want to come up to the front, we're going to have a bit of a story time in a minute. So you can come and sit down here on this road. You wouldn't normally sit on the road. Come and sit down the front here so that you can get the most out of the story. It's a story about someone called Dave. Dave the donkey. I wonder, do we have a Dave the donkey anywhere in the congregation? Oh, no, this one's not called Dave. This one's not called Dave, but we have got one who is called Dave. Dave, Dave, don't be shy. Oh, well done, Dave. Oh, look at his tail. Aww. Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only Dave the donkey. Now, Dave isn't just any old donkey. Dave is a very famous donkey. So famous, that a book has been written about him. Wonder what it's called. Dave the Donkey! That's amazing! It's called Dave the Donkey. So this is a book all about Dave the Donkey. Now Dave's a little bit shy. Oh, bless him. So he didn't want to tell the story himself because he gets a bit embarrassed, a bit shy. So we've managed to get someone else to tell the story. Okay, so you can sit down now. You can sit here if you want to. There's going to be pictures coming up on the screen as well. So if you want to look at the pictures on the screen, that's fine, but you might miss something else if you do. So I'm going to sit down and get comfy. Dave the donkey was so excited, he'd been watching all week for Grandpa Donkey to get back from Jerusalem. Dave had some big news he'd been waiting to share with him.
Grandpa! Grandpa!
Oh, here he comes!
Guess what? I carried the king into Jerusalem!
You're joking, Dave!
No, Grandpa! I carried the king. I was standing out the front, minding my own business, when the king's servant untied me and led me to the king. The king jumped on my back and we charged down the hill and up the mountain into Jerusalem. The crowd waved palm branches and everyone cheered. Hooray for the king! Long live the king! We said goodbye and I headed home, leaving the king to get on with the job of being king. So, Grandpa, you've been in Jerusalem since then. Tell me, what happened next? Did the crowd keep cheering for the king?
Well, they were yelling for the king.
Oh, wow! And I'm sure all the leaders came to meet him.
Yes, Dave. The king did meet all the leaders.
Oh, and Grandpa, they would have placed a golden crown upon the king's head.
Well, Dave, they certainly crowned the king, but it wasn't a crown made of gold.
Oh, well, the throne, Grandpa. They must have led the king into the palace and sat him on the throne and cheered, "Long live the king!"
No, Dave, there was no throne. They took him out of Jerusalem and they nailed him to a cross.
Dave. A cross? So, the king is dead?
No, Dave, the king was dead. They placed him in a tomb and sealed it with a heavy stone. But now the tomb is empty. The king was dead, but now the tomb is empty and the king is alive.
Dave, that's it. Dave.
Okay, let's try that again. Can you just say that line again and we'll get a better?
The king was dead, but now the tomb is empty and the king is alive.
To Jerusalem as the strange and wonderful news rolled through his mind. The king was dead, but now he's alive?
Oh, Grandpa, did you ever carry someone special that you will never forget?
Yes, Dave. As a matter of fact, I did. Long ago on a starry night like this one, I carried someone special who I will never forget.
Anyway, just to double check, because some of the grown-ups might not realise. Who do you think Grandpa Donkey was talking about when he said yes? Mary. And Mary was carrying somebody? Jesus. So the Grandpa Donkey had carried Mary and baby Jesus many, many years before. And Dave the Donkey, who's disappeared, he's gone. He's gone for a lie down. Oh, there he is. He's gone for a lie down. Okay. Right, if you could just stay up the front, you are going to be... I'm roasting in this. I was wishing I had something light and grey rather than a thick grey jumper. You must be absolutely sweating in there. We're going to do another song. Okay. I might need some help with this. Can you stand up where you are? All of you out there, these are going to watch you because you are all going to... take part in this. It's a very easy song. Some of you all know it. Those of you that are older like me will have probably sung it when you were children. And there's a little dance to it. And it's so easy because you literally just go one way and then you go the other way. So you don't have to kind of move out and make lots of things. But you need to be able to bend your knees. Oh. Helen, can you just give me the rhythm? So I want you guys to do it, but I want you to watch them. So you basically, you bend to the right, and then bend to the left, and then you take two steps to the right. Glory, hallelujah. And then you do it again. Two, four, five, four, the other way, and then you go the other way. Now, hopefully, your row will all be going the same way. Okay. some people trying to do it. So I'm going to come here. We're going to split down the middle, sort of. Just guess which side you're on. This side's going to start. And then when they've done glory, hallelujah, you carry on with Jesus, Prince of Peace, and we'll start with King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Just, okay? But we all still dance at the same time. Okay. So you start. Your morning exercise. I'm impressed. Actually, I forgot to ask the children, did you notice anybody who was being particularly good at that? Who did you see who was doing really? Martin! You were going to say Martin as well!
Oh!
I was in shock watching him then. This is a rare thing. So, yeah, I know. I'm going to share a few thoughts with you. I was actually really tempted to sing Little Donkey this morning, but it kind of didn't feel right singing Little Donkey at this time of year because it's a little bit late, isn't it, for Christmas? And a little bit early for Christmas, depending on how you look at it. Whew. But I was just wondering, who has ever played the part of a donkey in a nativity play? Oh, yes, one. Anyone else? Oh, another one. Anyone? Oh, two, three. Any advance on three? Oh, don't tell me the rest of you all got to be angels and Mary and Joseph and all the best parts. Well, I want this morning to think about the donkey as being a really, really, really important part to play. Not in the Christmas story, although it was important then, but particularly today on Palm Sunday. Of course, we weren't actually told in the Bible that Mary did ride a donkey. We just assumed that she did because it was a very long walk for her as a very heavily pregnant lady. We assume that she did, in fact, ride on a donkey. And I love the line in the song Little Donkey where, as we're singing it, we're saying to the donkey, little donkey, oh, I can't remember the line now, I've written it down, got to keep on plodding onwards with your precious load. Plodding. I love the word plodding. Can you say the plodding? Plodding. It just rolls off. I feel like Miranda. Plodding. It's a great word. And in the song, we encourage the donkey to keep on plodding onwards. So I'm going to encourage us this morning to keep on plodding onwards. So we're going to fast forward from Christmas, well, that was quick, wasn't it? All the way 33 years later to the first Palm Sunday, when we find a second donkey carrying that same precious load, the King of Kings. But it's different this time round, because this time round, the donkey had been chosen by Jesus to carry him into Jerusalem. Bit of a strange choice for a king, to say the least. Has anyone ever been to London to see the Trooping of the Colour? Anyone been to London to see the Trooping of the Colour? Oh, not very many. Gosh, I'm surprised. I thought there'd have been more hands up. But don't you think it would be a bit weird if King Charles this year decided, you know what, I'm going to forget the horse. I'm going to go on a donkey. Don't you think that would be a bit odd? I think people would be a bit surprised, wouldn't they? But this is what Jesus chose. He chose a donkey to take him into Jerusalem. And I think that would have caused quite a stir. But it wasn't actually that strange a choice after all, because in the first bit of what we now call the Bible, in the Old Testament, there was someone called Zechariah who prophesied. He spoke God's words to the people. And one of the things he said was this.
Shout in triumph, O people of Jerusalem. Look, your king is coming to you. He is righteous and victorious. Yet he is humble, riding on a donkey, riding on a donkey's colt.
Thank you. So lots of people in the crowd on that first Palm Sunday, they would have been familiar with that. They would have read that in their scriptures. They would have heard it spoken about in the temple. And for some of them, I would imagine they would be quite excited at the thought that this man on the donkey was actually the one that had been promised by God. For others, I think it would have brought them a bit of comfort. It would have made them feel like, you know what? Everything is going to be all right. But for others, sadly, it made them angry. So the story of Palm Sunday, told a little bit differently this morning by Dave the Donkey and his lovely grandpa. Thank you, by the way, John and Sam. That was amazing. Such a familiar story. And it's a bit like the Christmas story, you know. You know it really well. You think you know it inside out. And as I was thinking about this morning, I tried to think about what's... How do we think something maybe a little bit differently to how we normally think on Palm Sunday? We often just celebrate the coming of the king and he's coming to set us free and all of that, which is fantastic, and we need to celebrate that. But I want us to focus on that donkey. And the first thing I want to focus on is that Jesus had seen and chosen the donkey that he wanted to carry him into Jerusalem. He had seen and chosen. I want you to remember those three words, seen and chosen. It was just an ordinary, everyday donkey, just like Dave, hanging around, doing whatever donkeys do when they hang around, until Jesus chose him. I'm just going to tell you something funny, actually. Sorry, this isn't in my notes. I was thinking last night, because I was expecting there to be loads of donkeys here this morning, what's the collective noun for a group of donkeys? Does anyone know? When you've got a group of donkeys together, what's it called? You know, like... What did you say?
A herd.
A herd. That's what I thought as well. And that is correct. Herd is correct. But apparently, and I've written it down because I knew I'd forget, they can also be known as a drove. That's when they're on the move, apparently. They can also be known as a pace, which makes reference to them, they're very deliberate and careful plodding. There it is again, plodding. But this is my favourite one, and I should have said this when all the donkeys were lined up here, because they are also known, when they're standing in a line, as a coffle. A coffle of donkeys. There you go, that's something you can go and impress people with, a coffle. C-O-F-F-L-E. Coffle. Not quite as good as plodding, but still a good word anyway. Anyway, I digress. So, let's go back. Firstly, Jesus had seen and chosen the donkey he wanted to carry him. Secondly, have you noticed in the gospel stories, and I know very consciously we haven't actually read the gospel stories, but in 3 out of the 4 accounts in the Bible, it doesn't say that Jesus went and got the donkey. Anyone know what it says? Anybody know what it says in, I can't remember which ones it was and which ones it wasn't, but in the general gospel stories, Jesus asked somebody something. He didn't go and get the donkey himself. Anyone know? Any of the youngsters know? Any of the not-so-youngsters know? Martin, not you. You're not going to get another chocolate out of me, you know. Oh. No? Yep. Marvellous. He asked his friends to go and find the donkey. He told them exactly which donkey it was to be. He told them where they would find it. He told them it would be tied up. And he told them to go and get it. He trusted his friends to go and get the donkey, to treat it carefully, and to bring it safely back to him. And then Jesus climbed on the donkey's back and allowed it to carry him into Jerusalem for everyone to see. I wonder if you can work out where I'm going with this. Every one of us sitting here has been seen and chosen, those words again, seen and chosen by Jesus, just like that donkey was. We might be sitting here because someone brought us or invited us to come. Just pop your hands up if you are here this morning because someone invited you to come, or if, however many years ago, someone invited you to come to church or to come to a meeting or invited you along to a group at church, to Alpha maybe. Pop your hand up if that is you, if you were invited by someone, if you were asked by a friend or a family member. That's quite a few of us, thank you. There are people not here this morning who Jesus has also seen and... Oh, well done. And Jesus could easily go and fetch them himself. Like, he could have easily just gone and got the donkey himself, couldn't he? But Jesus chooses us, you and me, his friends, to go to them and to bring them to him. Let's take this a little bit further. Once we've come to Jesus, like the donkey, we are called to then carry Jesus wherever we are going. So the donkey was seen and then Jesus got on the donkey and allowed him to carry him through the streets. That is a massive responsibility. I wonder how that donkey was feeling. Probably not very much, because he probably didn't really think very much. But that is a huge responsibility, to be chosen to take the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords into that place for everybody to see them. We had a gentleman at our first church in London who, I've never forgotten this, one day we were having a prayer breakfast, and he broke down as he was praying, and he said, "Lord, I just don't understand why you choose us to do your work, when you could just do it yourself." And that's always stayed in my mind, that Jesus, just that, like the story, could have just gone and got the donkey himself, but he trusted his friends, he chose his friends to go and get that donkey for him. And then he chose the donkey to carry him forward. And he's doing the same for us today, when he could just do it all himself. That's amazing, isn't it? To think that God has seen and chosen each and every one of us sitting in this room to work with him, to carry him wherever we may go. We're going to have a little break for another song. I'm looking at Ellen, and I'm looking at Jude. A few weeks ago, our granddaughter was here, and we, Maddie and I went out with the children, and we did this song out there, and they did some actions. Can you remember them? I hope you can remember them. I can't. So if any of the children can remember the actions to "We Stand and Lift Up Our Hands" and would like to come out the front and help Jude and Ellen, that would be amazing, because we're all going to try and and do it together now. So anyone brave enough to come up the front, apart from these two lovely ladies? Yay, come on. They are quite straightforward, the actions, as I recall. Brilliant. Any more? Any more of the children going to come and help? No? Okay. We'll all stand and sing together. No, Martin, you're not getting another one for actually doing the actions again. Oh, don't give him any sympathy. So those words that we've been thinking about, firstly, Jesus had seen and chosen the donkey to carry him into Jerusalem. So he had seen and chosen the donkey and sent the disciples to fetch him first, sorry. Then, because he had seen and chosen the donkey, he rode the donkey into Jerusalem. And then, thirdly, Jesus has seen and chosen us to go and carry him wherever we are. So I thought it would be really good this morning to chat to a few people who, I was going to say, have willingly volunteered to do a bit of a frontline thing. So those of you that have been here a long time will know that from time to time we talk about the places where God has put us. We call it our frontline, and we sometimes interview people to find out what their frontline is, where they spend a lot of their time, and if there's anything in particular that we can pray for them for. So I have three people primed to come up the front. Marvellous. Now, I'm not going to say which one's which, but I wanted it to be one young person, one not so young person, and then another even not so young person. So I'll leave you to work out which one's which. So I'm going to go for Catherine first. Tell us, if If tomorrow you were at work, yeah, where would you be? What would you be doing?
I would be in the hospital in Stevenage, and I would be helping with making sure that we get imaging things done for people. Maybe it'd be shoulders that need injections in so that we can find out why shoulders are dislocating. Maybe it'd be small children that have got problems swallowing. Maybe it'd be people who are in kidney failure and need dialysis access, or many, many other things. So, yeah, that's what I would be doing.
Thank you. Sorry, I'm just being distracted by a small person.
You were supposed to tell him the next thing.
Sorry. Okay, that's fantastic. I'm actually going to go along and ask the others where... tomorrow, where will you be, Angela? Sorry, this is Angela, by the way, for those of you who don't know.
We live in a block of retirement flats, and Monday morning, 10 o'clock, is a coffee morning, which I usually go to. There was a point at which I did nickname it the coffee moaning, and I stopped going for a while. But things are improving, but you'll hear a bit more.
Smashing. And Ben, if it wasn't school holiday...
I go to Stratton School, so I'd probably be in maths right now.
Maths. Oh. Do you like maths? Yeah. Oh, well, that's good. That's a good thing. OK, so that was the easy question. The difficult question is... You all three of you have been... Seen... And, right, let's say that with a bit more conviction. All three of you have been...
Seen and chosen.
Excellent. To be in those places, to take Jesus in with them. So, how do you see yourself as taking Jesus into Lister Hospital?
I guess for me, lots of my patients are scared and anxious, both about the procedure that they're going to have and about the results of that. And so being able to try and be a calm, caring person that they interact with so they have a good experience when they're in hospital.
Thank you. Angela?
Well, the people in our place have to be over 55. Most are a lot older than that. So you could say it's almost the last chance saloon. And I'd really, really like to see every person in that block saved before they die. And, you could have an evangelistic mission, you could have all sorts of things, but the way God has said... is that I have to love every single person. I don't know about you, but I find that quite difficult. Some people get on my nerves. And he said it had to be a heart thing. And the only way you can do that is through the Holy Spirit. It has to be a supernatural thing. Naturally, I don't do that. It has to be supernatural. And so there isn't a sort of strategy, but it's being filled with the love of Jesus, so much so that it affects what I say, how I listen to people, the compassion I feel, what I do, where I go. And every day is different because God just... Well, whatever happens, you're relying on the Holy Spirit to guide. So,
thank you. And Ben?
Since I go to school, it's not like I have to do lessons. So, like, you can show it by being kind and being caring to others. Because people know what religion you are, but they don't see it as a religion. They see it as, like, it's like, if you're Christian, you're Christian. If you're not Christian, you're not Christian. But it's actually a way of life. And, like, you can show that by being loving, kind and caring. And then if you show that, other people might want to be like you. And if you people want to be like you, then they're going to want to be like Christ. So that's how you can show Christianity in your way of school.
Brilliant. Thank you very much. Thank you. In three very different situations, but each one is seen and chosen to be in those places. I'm just going to pray for you three before you sit down. Let's just pray. Father God, we thank you for Catherine and for Angela and for Ben. We thank you that you have seen and chosen each of them. And we pray that they would be able to carry you into Lister Hospital, into their home, into school. And Lord, that people would look at them and would see you because they are carrying you, because they have allowed you to fill them with your spirit and to transform them into your likeness. And as Ben said just now, so brilliantly, that people see what they like in you, in them, and want to be like them. Actually, what they're wanting is to be like Jesus. And we pray, Lord, that every single one of us in this place this morning would be able to carry you wherever we are going, that people would see you, not us, but would see you and want to follow you. And Father, as we're sitting here in this moment of quiet, Lord, we particularly want to pray for Ollie and Karen and the children as they face a big day tomorrow and a big week ahead, weeks ahead. Lord, we pray for peace. We pray for your presence. We know that you will be with them, but we pray that they would feel your presence with them as Ollie faces surgery and as Karen and the children and the extended family wait for news. Lord, just pour your peace into them. And Lord, there are many others that we could lift up to you in prayer this morning. I'm just going to sit quietly now and in the quietness of our own hearts, just name those people who are on your heart this morning and give them to God. Lord, we thank you that you hear our spoken words and our thoughts. We thank you that even if we're all talking or thinking at the same time, you hear every single one and you care for every single person that we've just named. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. Thank you, you three. Would you all like a chocolate? Give them another round of applause. That was absolutely fantastic. Thank you. Wet till the end, because, you know, it might clog your throat. Honestly. Fantastic. Okay. Actually, do you guys want to go and sit in the congregation? Sorry. I'm going to move over here. We're coming to an end now. I'm just going to move this over here. I've invited the music group to be in the congregation so that they can be a part of how we're going to conclude our service this morning. We're going to have a time of response. You've, I'm sure, all noticed the palm leaves on your chairs or on the floor. If you have chucked yours on the floor, would you like to just pick it up now and just hold it in your hand for a moment? You might be sitting there thinking at this point that you couldn't possibly do what those three lovely people do on a daily basis. You might be sitting here thinking that there is absolutely no way that Jesus would trust you enough to want you to carry him into the places you go to, whether that's school, work, your neighbourhood, the shops, your football team, your dance group, whatever it is that you're involved with outside of church. So a reminder, the donkey was actually a young donkey that had never been ridden before. It was a colt. Never been ridden before. So he hadn't proved himself to anybody, hadn't proved he was capable of carrying anything. But Jesus chose that donkey to carry him. The donkey was seen and chosen. That donkey was tied up. It wasn't going anywhere. But it was seen and chosen by Jesus and set free to carry him to Jerusalem. So like the donkey, you might be feeling this morning that actually you feel like you're a bit tied up, like there's stuff in your life that's just really entangling you and you just feel a bit knotty and like you are no use to Jesus whatsoever. But let me tell you this morning that whether you are young like that donkey and inexperienced, or whether you are older and you feel like you are tied up and trapped, Jesus has seen and chosen you. And he wants to set you free this morning to take him out to wherever you are going. You might be feeling a bit like the donkey in the Christmas song that we started the talk with, Little Donkey. I mentioned the line, you've got to keep on plodding onwards with your precious load. You might feel this morning like that's what you're doing. You're just plodding, plodding onwards. Life is really tough and it's an effort and you're just plodding. But I want you to remember that you are seen and chosen by Jesus. So you can hold your head up high, keep on plodding, but you might just find that that plod becomes a bit more of a stately walk as you hold your head up high and as you look to the King. So I want you to hold on to your leaf and I want you to think, do you fall into any of those categories? Do you feel young and not good enough, not experienced enough? Do you feel tied and trapped and know that you need to let something go? Do you feel like you're just plodding along, not really going anywhere? And if so, I want you to do something. It helps. I always think it helps to physically do something. We're going to finish the service with a song response. Whilst I'm playing, whilst we're singing, well, you don't have to sing if you don't want to. You can just listen to the music. I would invite you to come and lay your leaf down on this road here. So we are lining the road with our palm leaves so that Jesus can then come and we can take Jesus out to wherever we're going. And you'll notice on your way out that there are some palm crosses at the back, next to Dave at the back, and on that table over there. There's some small ones and there's some big ones. When we eventually leave the church, whether you go out for tea and coffee or you go out that way, please take one as a reminder that you are seen and chosen to carry Jesus out today. So I'm going to play, and the words will come up on the screen. At any point during this time, if you want to lay your leaves down, that would be fantastic. If you can't get out, you don't feel you want to, but you want to, but you can't physically do it, ask someone else to bring it up for you. And I don't know who's on prayer team, but if whoever's on prayer team would like to come to the front and then just set up over in that corner. So if anyone wants to lay a palm leaf down and then go straight away and get prayer, that opportunity is there. Or just turn to the person next to you. So please feel free to sit, stand, respond in whatever way feels right for you this morning. As that donkey was seen and chosen by you to carry you through the streets of Jerusalem so that everyone there could see that you are the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords and that you deserve the glory. Father, our prayer this morning is that we would know that we too are seen and chosen by you. Lord, would you empower us to take you out from this place so that those around us, so that our communities, our workplaces, our homes, our schools would see you, would see that you deserve the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 Thank you. Don't forget to take a cross on the way out. And please do stay if you're visiting. Make yourself known to us over tea and coffee. Thank you to everyone that's taken part. There's on the table.